Penguin Audio presents Obsidian Butterfly by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. This one is for all the Edward fans, who by their letters, questions, and sheer interest, let me know that they were as interested in knowing more about him as I was. Chapter 1. I was covered in blood, but it wasn't mine, so it was okay. Not only was it not my blood, but it was all animal blood. If the worst casualties of the night were 6 chickens and a goat, I could live with it, and so could everyone else. I'd raised 7 corpses in one night. It was a record even for me. I pulled into my driveway at 11:45 with the sky still dark and star-filled. I left the Jeep in the driveway, too tired to mess with the garage. It was May, but it felt like April. Spring in St. Louis was usually a 2-day event between the end of winter and the beginning of summer. One day you were freezing your ass off, and the next day it'd be 80+. But this year it had been spring. A wet, gentle spring. Except for the high number of zombies I'd raised, it had been a typical night. Everything from raising a Civil War soldier for a local historical society to question, to a will that needed a final signature, to a son's last confrontation with his abusive mother. I'd been neck-deep in lawyers and therapists most of the night. If I heard, "How does that make you feel, Jonathan, or Kathy, or whoever, one more time tonight?" I'd scream. I did not want to watch one more person go with his or her feelings, ever. At least with most of the lawyers, the bereaved didn't come to the graveside. The court